94.9 WSJM News Now.
From the Pat Moody Studios, news is brought to you by the Town Crier Wire. Download your free local news app today at the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf. The Michigan legislature has approved a K-12 education budget. State Representative Beth Griffin of Mattawan tells us the $15.2 billion plan increases education funding by 2.4%. She says there was broad bipartisan support for the budget.
You know, the really cool thing here is that we worked together with the House Dems, and the vote of HB 4242 with record funding levels was overwhelmingly approved, over 90 votes for this budget.
Griffin says the education budget includes a $240 per student increase, $510 million for at-risk students, and $10 million in school security grants. Also, there's more for CTE classes. Griffin says with bipartisan support, if the governor wants to veto this budget, she'll have to explain it to both Democrats and Republicans. The plan now heads straight to the governor as it was approved by the House and the Senate on Thursday. The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors won't have much of an impact on West Michigan as long as it ends quickly. So says Dr. Brian Long, a supply management expert and economist with Grand Valley State University. He tells us West Michigan has some Tier 1 suppliers to the automakers, but they don't depend exclusively on GM.
Right now, obviously, we don't see much effect at all. Now, we are part of the supply chain. If the strike lasts, say, a month, we're going to start to see what will generally be considered temporary layoffs.
Long says if the strike goes on that long, it could create a cascading effect.
The Tier 1s inform the Tier 2s that they don't need product for at least the duration of the strike. The Tier 2s, in turn, inform their suppliers, whether they be steel suppliers, wire suppliers, or whatever, and so the cascade goes.
Long says the length of the UAW strike depends on the personalities. He notes GM won't want to put itself in a position similar to where it was back before the federal government had to bail out the company during the Great Recession. Nearly 80 animals are now in the care of the Barron County Animal Control after they were seized this week from a home in Hager Township. Barron County Animal Control Director Tiffany Peterson tells us a warrant was obtained and executed on Wednesday at the property after authorities received multiple complaints. She says there was one woman living in the home with 77 animals, mostly small dogs, but also some cats. The animals were being kept in crates. Peterson describes it as a hoarding situation that had been a problem for some time. The animals have been examined by a vet and are at the Barron County Animal Shelter, about doubling their load. Anyone who wants to help with a donation for the animals can contact Barron County Animal Control. The Barron County Prosecutor's Office says it hasn't yet received any paperwork for any charges, and if the animals are in good shape, then there may not be any charges. It's waiting for more information. WSJM weather you can depend on is next. In the WSJM Newsroom, I'm Dave Wolf.